From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting Russia may have influenced Brexit. After widespread allegations of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, the first evidence is emerging of possible attempts by Moscow to influence Britain's referendum on leaving the European Union. Researchers have identified thousands of social media accounts that promoted anti-EU messages or sought to whip up political and racial tensions. The investigation by the University of California, Berkeley, and Britain's Swansea University shows in the 2 days leading up to the Leave victory in June 2016, Twitter accounts based in Russia posted almost 45,000 messages about Brexit, most of them anti-European Union, and the next day the majority of those accounts went silent.
As PRC, we stand on the firm foundation that Zimbabwe should be a land of equal opportunities.
That's former Vice President Joyce Muhuru, as calm prevails in Zimbabwe despite the uncertainty facing the country. This after a bloodless coup removed President Robert Mugabe from office. Mugabe was placed under house arrest on Tuesday by military forces. Now, the military claims it's not a coup, but Dumisani Nkomo, he's a spokesperson for Crisis in Zimbabwe Coalition, suggests there may be a method in the madness of calling it otherwise.
They are trying to use the constitutional route because obviously a coup attracts the attention and sanctions from SADC, from the African Union, from the international community. But to all intents and purposes, this is a military takeover.